Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Okay, here we are, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles everywhere who are interested in what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I recommend you spend the next hour with us, and we'll bring you to the bottom line of what's happening conversationally. What's the big yak this week? We have the charts from Talkers Magazine. They do the research, and we do the yakking. 10 stories, 10 people on the list that we'll try to get to during the course of this hour with our thoughts, ours being Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles and the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner is here from the Good Day program, and here I am from, I'm known as Mr. Good Day. Although so far today, I don't know that I feel like it's pretty sour because of all the stuff that's going on.
I just feel like, see if I'm wrong here, but this week, have you just felt like you're dragging around like a 50-pound boulder?
Well, yeah, it's the beginning of, for me, the psychology of flipping into fall is it's not good for me. I know it isn't psychologically. I just don't like going into this part of the year. A birthday, you know, that you're older. Christmas is great, then New Year's, and then I sort of feel refreshed. But when the leaves go away and the sky gets dark and it gets cold, I'm sure people like listening to you right now want to go jump off a bridge. Jay loves it.
I love the fall. I'm a fall girl, just like Jay's a cold weather girl. Like, it's all great, but there's
seasonal
just
depression is very.
You're in California, they don't even have a fall. What are you?
No, it's
about?
Not seasonal depression for me. For me, it's like there's just so much going. Like, I'm just constantly feeling. I don't know. This is probably so not PC, but can I go with it?
Yeah, please.
My mom used to say it feels like I'm a one-armed paper hanger. So basically,
busier than a one-armed paper hanger. That was the old expression. Yes,
yeah,
right.
That's kind of. And I know that's probably not PC anymore. I'm sorry. It's
why? Because
painful.
Paper hangers are not in anymore.
Or, I don't know.
Yeah,
but
using a one arm is probably.
Yeah, you seem like you're constantly like catching
Limbaugh,
up to something.
Limbaugh used to say on his program. He had, what was it, he had one high, he had something by the grace of God, I forget what the exact expression was, but he had one hand tied behind his back and his brain was better than everybody else's.
And he was good, that guy.
Yeah. I was at an event last night with Jay's father, a Radio Hall of Fame dinner, and we were talking about.
I thought
about,
you should boycott that one, no?
Well, the big one, I have boycotted, yes, but this was a regional one. A bunch of New England broadcasters getting together. It's kind of a nice, neat time to talk to people that, you know, both Mike and I are aware of and know and are friends with some people that have been around for a while. It's just a nice way to share time with people who have done a lot of the same thing in their career that you have done. Let's see what there is that's, you know, retrospectively speaking. And so, anyway, we were talking about Limbaugh and how things have changed and where he started from, because your father is from Pittsburgh and one of the broadcasters was from Pittsburgh, and they started talking about Limbaugh, who started his career in Pittsburgh as a newsman named Jeff Christie, I think that was the name he used on the air, and he went to Kansas City after he got fired in Pittsburgh, and he got fired in Kansas City because he wouldn't keep his opinions to himself during the news. And we were reminiscing about my time early on in my career when I was talking too much. I was a disc jockey, but the program director used to come into the studio and say, "Will you shut the F up and play the music?"
That doesn't sound like you. Yeah.
No, of course not. All right, so let's get to the stories. Number 10 on the list this week from Talkers is the dress code, thanks to Mr. Fetterman, who's number 10 on the people list. This seems rather ridiculous to me, but we'll have time to talk about it. At number 9, both the story list and the people list, focusing on the leaders of their respective countries in at war, Russia and Ukraine, Putin and Zelensky. At number 8, DeSantis, and the number 8 story on the countdown list, the presidential race. I have some more to add to that, though. I think we need to be talking more about FDR Jr. FDR? No, not FDR. FDR Jr. Maybe RFK Jr.? Him too. Number seven, Sean Fain on the people list. Trump's legal battle is number seven on the story list. Number six, the strike against the United Auto Workers. The migrant situation, number five. I have lots to say about a lot of this
stuff.
That's
rough.
I have nothing to say about Hunter Biden because it's a complete, there's nothing new in it. It's just an axe grind. This guy should be put out of his misery, in a manner of speaking. He's guilty, so let's do something with him and get him the hell out of the headlines.
Well, number actually, I can't believe I'm going to defend him, but he gets his day in court.
Yeah, okay. Hurry up, though.
Like everybody else.
Yeah, like 3 years from now. The economy and the Fed policy that didn't lead to any increase in interest rates, like they've already done enough damage, let's hold on to, to our decisions for a while. Number two, I don't get this either. I haven't heard one conversation on one program that I've either been involved in or listened to. Maybe, Jennifer, have you talked about Biden's impeachment at all this week on your program? You have. Okay. All right. Number one,
mostly about the strategy of why and when and how and now and is it right?
And why, yeah, exactly. All right, the shutdown, whether we're going to have, the country's not going to shut down. They'll figure out something 5 minutes before midnight like they always do. And there's no leadership. The problem with number one is there is absolutely no leadership anywhere. The Democrats, the president, Republicans, the Speaker of the House, there's no leadership. It's always no, 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 rather than what about this for an idea? And so around and around we go. I think when people say, well, when Trump was president, we didn't have these problems. Yeah, we did. Yeah, same thing. It isn't about who's president. It's about what the political realities are and these guys trying to one-upsmanship each other. In the meantime, are we suffering? I don't really care at this point because I know that something will get done. And so why are we spending so much time talking about it? I think it's a waste of time. What I don't think is a waste of time is talking about number six, the United Auto Workers strike, because the UAW now, and we'll talk about this also with our friend Nick Miles, who's from a website called ourautoexpert.com. The three largest car makers in our country, the strike against the three specific plants looks like it might get bigger. The union's deadline for seeing progress in contract negotiations is about to expire. So if there's no breakthrough, then auto workers say we're going to expand, or the union says we'll expand the strike to more facilities. So this, at this point, about 10% of the auto workers are on strike in our country, mostly at the Midwestern assembly plants, and it's all General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler. They've got a strike at each of the plants. So, what happens, and how does this affect you? Well, have you tried to buy a car this week? Have you noticed that the prices have gone up a little bit? A little bit of sticker shock. There are the ads that are playing everywhere. Oh, you can save 30%. We give you $5,000 back. Those are on cars that nobody wants. If you are looking for a Ford F-150, good luck. You can buy one, but the sticker shock, they've already gone back to adding $5,000 to the sticker of all the potentially the cars that and trucks that are most in demand. You will find if that sticker hasn't been added, it will be. The pickup trucks account for the biggest profit margins in all the car makers, with all of them. They all are the same. And when it comes to Ford and GM and Chrysler, they all make tons of dough on their trucks. So, a matter of fact, if you want to get down to the bottom line, I have a very good friend who's has 25, 26 automobile dealerships here in the Northeast. And the reason they love selling pickup trucks is because they're the biggest profit margin. The car makers earn, on average, $15,000 per vehicle. I'm talking about the manufacturers. I'm not even talking about what happens when it gets to the dealership. So with that kind of profit, it isn't going to take long for this situation to get out of hand and to really hurt. So what do we do to fix it? You know, that's the thing. They want a 40% pay hike, and they're not going to get it. Even though, well, you're saying about the next 4 years. That's still 10% a year. Who's getting a 10% raise this year in the real world? Yeah? Anybody? I don't know anybody who's getting a 10% pay hike. Do you? Either of you? Jay? Jennifer? I don't know.
No.
Unless you're very fortunate. Yep. It's not in the cards. So.
Do we talk to our friends about their pay?
I don't talk to anybody about pay. Do you talk to your
friends?
Yeah,
I wouldn't know if my friends are getting 10%. I know I'm not getting a 10% rate.
No. All right. So, what do we have here for presidential races dropped from number one to number eight this week, mostly because of the following. I don't want to, if you guys want to spend some time talking about this, I don't really want to. There's a new YouGov poll, and I don't know, I look at these things and I think, how stupid is this? We're going to ask people to characterize their attitude about the upcoming election, the White House. Who's going to be in the White House?
Because a lot of people are saying, are you excited? Are you not?
No.
Because it looks like it's going to be a rematch, essentially,
yeah,
at this point. So,
the number one word, Jennifer, that comes to mind, according to the researchers, is dread. D-R-E-A-D. Most Americans dread the outcome. There is a deep sense of uneasiness because neither of these leaders inspire us to do anything. Maybe you can say there's some people inspired by Trump. Yeah, I'm speaking for myself. Donald Trump does not inspire me, and neither does Joe Biden. And so where do we go? I don't look at anybody on the horizon. Maybe Robert F. Kennedy Jr. intrigues me a little bit. Maybe some of these guys who would be independent third-party candidates. I always vote for people who don't win anyway. But it's just just the weariness of how these pieces of this story fit together. Oy, man. So, you know what? I want to talk about something. When we come back, we're going to do social media. But there's something going on that is a reflection of something that happened in California a few years ago, only this time it's in Florida. Talk about that as we continue here on the Talk Radio Review, 18 after the hour.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. So if you're struggling to lose the stubborn areas of fat, here comes Elizabeth riding on her white horse to help those people who want to get transformed, Elizabeth, right?
Exactly. It's not a magic pill. It's nothing crazy. But what it is it's healthy weight loss.
Well, it's because it's all natural. The ingredients are things that are nothing but good for you, and coupled with other things that the counselors can help you with, you are assured success. They want you to be successful. After all, it's good for you and it's good for them. Go to toploss.com, check out what the special is, and you even have things that make it easy for people to pay.
We've got an Afterpay available on the website, and then we can customize it by phone, too. So if you want to stock up and save big, you want to call us, our number's toll-free, 1-800-325-4366. Toploss.com is the website, too.
Toploss.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
you can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, we're at 23 after the hour. This is Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen, overviewing the implications of some of the stories, the conversation taking place on some of the stations and some of the programs that we listen to. Jennifer does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles, so she has that impact, even though the station and the company is right of center. Interesting to get that point of view, because that seems to be the preponderance of formats on most of the news talk stations around the country. So here we are with a moment of silence. Maybe we should have one of those.
Right.
Yeah, right. Social media. Normally during the Good Day program, during this segment of every hour, we focus on social media and people and their responses. For example, we often ask what you think the top news stories are of the week. So this is sort of your countdown. So what do we have for responses here, Jay?
Cheryl Grasek says the border.
Yep.
Jay Martin says the debt showdown. And if there's a shutdown, all members of Congress are in session until it's resolved. David Evernan.
They shouldn't get paid either.
By the way, just real quick on that border, she's so right. 10,000 encounters at the border on Wednesday alone. 10,000 on one day.
Yep.
Nuts.
Yep. Yeah. So, what it's doing to education, the whole business of Medicaid and where that's going. All right, keep going, Jay, please.
David Evernham posted a brain-dead president leading what is clearly a group of communist Congress members destroying our country.
Yeah, well, okay, you're welcome to your opinion, sir. Keep going.
Stacey Ray says, how about the one that should be in the news and isn't? Young women in their 20s finding small lumps or rashes are being turned away from getting a mammogram because they aren't 40.
All right.
Donald Trump said, it is tiring sorting out real, actual news from opinionated cow manure. I cleaned that one up. On a constant basis. Any ideas about it? That's valid. That's very valid.
I'm an expert.
You can look at a news article and only look at the title and see what pictures they use. You can tell where their opinion is based before you even read the article itself.
Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. Hold your horses. Paul Brady, I don't know who he is, obviously, but he apparently is a Red Sox fan he doesn't like the Red Sox. Because he says that the most important story for him this week is the Red Sox being eliminated from the playoffs.
Oh, I like the Dodgers clinching. That was a good one for me.
Boo.
Not that you asked.
No, I didn't ask.
You know, for the Guardians, there's always next season.
Right.
Believe me, Jay, for a long time. This is going to be our year. Oh.
What else have we got here from the commentville of our listeners, some of them?
Yeah, and Dennis Decott said the incompetent Republican House wanting to get rid of McCarthy impeachment inquiry with no evidence, not willing to have a whole House meet with Zelensky, no spending bill progress, talk about lack of leadership, failure on all accounts.
That's pretty accurate. All right, what's next on the
it's
question
funny, everything
board?
You agree with, I don't, and everything you don't agree with, I do. It's a really weird day today. It's like opposites day with your little
everyone gets represented.
That's it. Right, here on all sides. All right, what else do we got for questions on the our social media handle, by the way, is that Good Day Networks, all of them, all the social media handles are the same. Anyway, go
ahead. Yeah, really kind of asking the statement, what is happening in our society? You have a man dead because of a heart attack following the altercation at the football game. Somebody is dead from doing yard work on a property line. People are dying from road rage accidents, fights over parking spots, turning around in the wrong driveway.
How about this? A woman in Hemet, California gets stabbed to death multiple times. By the way, she's dead because she asked her neighbors to stop doing drugs in front of her kids.
See? Look, like, what is happening? Carol Thomas says, we have tipped the scales in leniency, and our expectations of fellow citizens are minimal. Churches are maligned, men are demeaned, and the traditional family of old is close to being extinct.
Now, this ought to be said for tradition, and some of it's not so great, though. That's the thing you got to pick and choose. 28 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The UAW strike is going to spread to more locations as the strike continues. President Biden's hopes for an early resolution are dwindling as the strike plans to spread to at least 38 different locations across 20 states. Thousands more plan to walk out Friday afternoon and join the roughly 12,700 union members that took part in the initial strike on September 15th. A tropical storm warning is being issued for parts of the East Coast this weekend. Dave Collins has more.
The National Hurricane Center issued the warning from just below Wilmington, North Carolina, up to the Maryland-Delaware state line. Storm surge watch was also issued for parts of the coastline.
And the global release of the iPhone 15 is drawing big crowds today. Long lines formed at the New York City Apple Store this morning as customers eagerly awaited the latest smartphone. The base iPhone 15 is priced at $800, while the more advanced models start at $1,100. Skip Kelly, USA News.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Consult your health care provider before use.
Introducing Vinia, a breakthrough superfood with a full matrix of polyphenols from the red grape. Enjoy the health benefits of a bottle of red wine minus the alcohol, sugar, and calories.
I used to take naps in the afternoon, but I can tell you this. After taking Vinia for a week, no more naps. I've had more clarity than I ever have had before. I can think, I can drive, I can do things without any hesitation. It's like smooth energy all day long. I can enjoy life, I can be more productive. You'll feel the difference. Try Vinia.
In a clinical trial, Vinia significantly increased the dilation of arteries. This dilation increases your blood flow and the delivery of oxygen and nutrients to your brain, heart, and other tissues, supporting heart health and improving your physical energy and mental alertness. Use code RADIO to get 10% off your first order at ordervinia.com. That's ordervinia.com. Ordervinia.com. Vinia. Better blood flow. Better life.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are, 34 at the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of what some pretty special people who are attached to my program make them special. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Jay Kirshner is here. The number 9 item on the story list, focus on the war, the head of NATO saying that weakening Russia allows the United States to intensify its efforts in countering the foolishness from China. So this is more of what's going on the United Nations this week, the General Assembly, the NATO Secretary General saying that he wants to mobilize support for Ukraine. That's why he invited number 9 on the list.
Let's talk about the UN. That was a big story this week, right?
Yeah.
What a waste. I'm sorry. It's just such a waste of time. It is pomp and circumstance. All these people know how to do is wish about spending money. None of them really want to get serious about solving problems. This was all about climate change this week. And if I had a dollar for every time someone said, we need to spend more to stop climate change, good luck. How much money is it going to take for you to change the temperature? One degree. That's what I want to know. You're going to cool the oceans by 1 degree. So how much money will that take? Should we just pony that all up now? And they can never give you an answer because they've created an industry for themselves where all these little, like, you know, empty suits have created money patterns for themselves. They can all make money on this.
Yeah.
So
now, we're diplomats.
And that's just number one. Number two, did you hear about the Israeli ambassador who got arrested by the UN? This guy, this is unbelievable, the bias of the United Nations. So the murderous leader from Iran is talking at the UN. One of the Israeli ambassadors stands up with a picture about where is so-and-so or something like that, because this woman has been jailed for not wearing her her head covering in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
She's in jail. So he puts up this sign. They arrest him. Now, this is not the first time people have held signs in the United Nations. Then when he said, why am I being arrested? They couldn't tell him why. They said it wasn't for the sign. It was for something else. But they arrested him. And then he said, well, I'm an ambassador. I have,
diplomatic.
You can't arrest me. I have immunity. Right. And so then they finally let him go.
It's a circus.
It is. is a circus? And why is it okay that people can hold up signs when Zelensky's out there begging for more money, but people can't hold signs when they're looking for a woman who's being jailed? Come on.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just annoying.
United Nations
Zelensky's also stretching on me. I think he's fine. He's trying to be passionate for his country. But how dare Ukraine have a kill list with Americans on it while they have their money in our pocket? I'm sorry. That is inexcusable. And you may have heard of
it. So what's his excuse? What's his explanation for that?
There is no explanation. They fired the ambassador who said it. This is wild. If you didn't see this, you should look
at
this.
I did not see this.
So an American transgender woman from America went to Ukraine at the beginning of the war to cover the war, okay?
Why is it important that she's transgender?
Well, just because it's part of the story every time.
Oh, okay. Right.
She goes to Ukraine to cover the war. She's enamored with Ukraine and with their efforts. And so she leaves her job and she goes to the Ukrainian government and says, I'll be an ambassador for you. Or, I mean, a spokesperson for you. So they hire her as a spokesperson. And the reason I mention it is it's a wild look if you want to Google it. And so she gets up there and she makes these videos about how they're going to tear dissidents apart, gnashing at their body, foaming at the mouth, like these crazy violent messages that she's sending to people who are disparaging Ukraine and who she says are pro-Russia. And then she announces that Ukraine has a kill list. And if immediately the military sees Glenn Beck, Tucker Carlson, Jack Posobiec, all these different, like, conservative commentators, that they're going to rip them apart like rabid dogs. That's a little weird, yet we're still handing over tons of money. I thought we were about free speech. So this week, this person was put on hold, I guess, or suspended from her position. But all of this is going on at the UN is still saying more, more, more money. And I'm not saying that Ukraine isn't the good guy in this particular race, but there's a lot of corruption over there. We need more accountability for all the money we dump into the black hole. Okay, mic drop. Now back.
Hi. Thank you very much, Jennifer Horn, ladies and gentlemen.
You can see that it's a little frustrating.
All right. All right. Well, as long as we're talking about Republicans, there is a military... we're talking about right-wingers.
I'm just talking about
common
sense.
You said conservatives. I'm talking about right-wingers.
I like to throw money in a hole and set it on fire.
No, I'm happy to have us scrutinize that because I think you're right about that. I think there's way too much waste, fraud, and corruption. And the military is up to their mickey, at least some of the leaders are, in collusion with the people.
Look at how many Democrat and Republican.
Exactly.
That is not partisan.
Look at how many people who have gone into the service, get out of the service, and they go to work for Lockheed Martin, they go to work for Boeing, they go to work for Rockwell, they go to work for all of the military industrial. These people that make planes and tanks and boats and stuff. And that's what happens. That's the way it works. Very corrupt. So now we have a blockage in the House because Republicans want to cut the military spending. And I don't know how much of this is because of Ukraine. They don't want military money going to stuff over there. But
well, they're trying to lump it all together, and that's the problem, is that they're putting all these spending bills together with more money to Ukraine, and it becomes really messy. I wish we would just do clean bills so we could decide as a country what we're supporting and what we're not, but that's not the congressional way these days.
Yep. All right. So what's happening with Tommy Tuberville's blockade of getting military promotions? A lot of them are in limbo. Nothing's happy, right?
It failed. It's done. His blockade is now officially over. Not because he didn't try, but because they worked around him.
Right. All right. So I just have to throw this in because I so abhor Clarence Thomas. Justice this week attended some kind of an event, and apparently it's not his first, at the Koch family's home. With the invite from Charles and David Koch. Charles, one of them's dead. I don't remember which one. Which one of them died? I think it was new. I think it was David. No, Charles stayed.
You missed my joke. It was new.
New Koch?
Remember how terrible nobody liked New Koch.
Okay, I think maybe I should just keep moving here. number eight. On the list is the presidential race. So the Democratic voters that are getting excited about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Apparently, there's more damage to be done to Joe Biden if he runs as an independent than if he runs as a Democrat.
Did you guys go? He was almost assassinated this weekend, and no one has said anything about that.
No.
In Los Angeles.
There's no protection.
There was a guy that was dressed in a pretty legit-looking U.S. Marshals outfit that showed up fully armed to a speaking engagement that Robert F. Kennedy had in Los Angeles. And, you know, his team has been asking for Secret Service detail on him for, I think, two formal requests.
The Democrats that are running things, they're not going
to
give him Secret Service.
No, they'd like to see him die. I hate to say it, but they pay for them. And so they're not going to give him any protection. So this guy shows up screaming to get into his campaign event. He's got this weird social media history, and unless you dig around for the story, you wouldn't know it even happened. It's crazy. It just came and it went, and I mean, a pretty big deal to be almost executed at a campaign event.
One of my favorite former congressmen is Dennis Kucinich. He's with Kennedy. He is. He's running his campaign, and that's why I like Kennedy even more. I remember when I did more politics. I don't know if we had
Kucinich on. I like
he was
him.
On all the time, and he and I became friends.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He is. He's a fabulous. He's a very interesting man, and I don't know what's the buzz on him still in Cleveland, because it came from Cleveland, Jay. Kucinich was the mayor of Cleveland, if I'm not mistaken, before he became a congressman, wasn't he? Yeah, I think he was the mayor there. And, you know, he blazed a trail that was independent, kind of like if you look at the cinema, maybe you'd say that she's not intellectually in the same place. Kucinich was intellectually superior to most of the people who were in the House. He just was smarter than everybody else. And he had this wonderful...
Also, he's the kind of liberal that I think many of us miss, which is the classic liberal that supported free speech. Now that those days are gone, it's a different party.
Yeah. So far, all the stuff that I've seen, what Kennedy's polling with Democrats is pretty steady, around 22% to 24% in the first five primary states. His favorability rating exceeds... in some states, it exceeds Joe Biden. And so that's why they're worried about this guy. I don't know if Joe's worried about him, because I'm not sure he even knows who he is, but certainly the Susan Rices of the Democratic Party are worried and worked up about him. Are we not connected to Jay? What's going on with Jay, James?
I know I'm here, but you kept talking.
Well, I asked you about Kucinich.
I'm on the cinema and then the polls.
No, I wanted to, but I sort of took a breath when I hoped you'd jump in to talk about Kucinich. So I'm taking a breath again.
No, there's not a lot going on in the news or anything. Cleveland's focus is on Nick Chubb.
I'm talking about the history of Kucinich there. I think I'm not sure that we have James that we're connected here the way we ought to be connected.
Can you all right, not let's hear
keep, me? No, I don't think you can hear us, and I don't think we can hear you. All right, let's keep moving here. Situation number five this week, the migrant situation. So I think I've told the story on the air about the migrants that came to my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts.
A bunch of them, you said, right?
Four busloads at the moment. 100 people being taken care of. The taxpayers are paying for their rooms at the Red Roof Inn. And then we have a number of people that are...
Is breakfast included?
I think breakfast, lunch, and dinner is included. There have been a number of rumors about whether they were crooks or not, because they had ankle bracelets on. And the reason they had ankle bracelets on, as it turned out, is that they didn't get interviewed by ICE. So anybody that didn't get interviewed, they put ankle bracelets on so they could keep track of them, which I guess is... I'm not sure it's...
But okay.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. Well, but the whole damn thing is bizarre.
I know.
How are they getting...
The fact that 10,000 people came in on... Or, excuse me, 10,000 people came in on one day.
Yeah.
How is that sustainable? And apparently, it's like... I mean, there's trains they're taking... I don't know if you've seen the train that's coming. There's a train loads of people that are coming, people on foot. And then they get moved to places that are sanctuary cities. And then the sanctuary cities are complaining, well, you made yourself a sanctuary city. Now you actually have to deal with the consequences of being a sanctuary city. It's just such a humanitarian thing. It's... Well, I don't know. The kids that are being brought over and the fentanyl and the, it's just, oh, it's a mess.
But the idea that the Democrats are trying to be loyal. There are people here in Massachusetts that are loyal backers of Biden, and they look around and they realize how much they are. The governor of Massachusetts said the other day she feels like she's standing in quicksand.
Yeah.
As she's watching this migrant situation.
I think he's seen a lot of Democrats turn on him. You know, I saw, and it's happening fast because they weren't. They were sticking with him. But Cori Bush, who's one of the squad members, said she can't believe the humanitarian crisis. And that's true.
Yeah. We have a bill here in Massachusetts of $250 million. Taxpayers are going to pay for all of this. I resent the living hell out of that, frankly. All right, Jennifer and Jay and Doug here at 50, where are we? 48 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here to solve the problem on your mind as to what you think the charts ought to look like. What are the top 10 stories that have occupied most of the airwaves of news talk stations around the country? Well, we've got the solution to that problem by giving you the list for this past week. According to research done at Talkers Magazine, number 10 is the dress code in the United States Senate. Number 9, the war between the Russians and Ukrainians. Number 8, the presidential race. Number 7, Trump's legal battles have fallen off from number 1. UAW strike is at 6. The migrant situation is at 5. Hunter Biden and his collective foolishness at 4. The Fed policy as it relates to the economy, number 3. The impeachment inquiry into Biden's presidency, and then the showdown for the shutdown. That's number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the 5th year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The people side of things, according to the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the researchers, at number 10 on this list is John Fetterman. He's wrapped up in the discussion of the Senate dress code. Number 9 on the list is Vladimir Putin. Number 8 is Ron DeSantis. Number 7, Sean Fain. Rudy Giuliani is at number 6. Merrick Garland is at 5. Hunter Biden is 4. Donald Trump is 3. Joe Biden is 2. So you're wondering, you say, wait a minute, those guys are always on the top of the list. So who has edged them out being in the top spot? And that would be Kevin McCarthy, who's Speaker of the House, as we know. So his work this week between the Biden impeachment and all the focus on whether or not we're going to have a government shutdown, that puts him in the number one hotspot. So those are the folks making the rounds as far as discussions are concerned. The focus here is talk radio and the talk radio countdown.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to the Talk Radio Review at 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner going through thoughts on the various situations, things that we've been talking about. Some of the things are things that you've been talking about. The news, the very essence of news talk radio is that we talk about what's in the news. Problem is we can't agree on what's real news. For example, who gives a rat's butt that Rupert Murdoch is retiring and his son Lachlan is taking over?
Lachlan. He's the one that...
What did I say? Oh, he cares. Yeah, all right. Yeah, right.
I think it's a different. So a lot of so I can speak from the conservative circle where I sit,
yeah.
And I think a lot of people have been distrustful of Fox News on the Well, probably just in media.
Not always, just now.
That's correct. And so they think that Fox News is softening and that they're not quite providing the conservative perspective that they expected.
That's not their business is to sell advertising. They don't. Well,
can I just finish why people might be concerned?
Yes,
right. So, and a lot of people think that's because of the son's involvement in Fox and that Rupert's involved less and that the sons are involved more. So I think a lot of people will be watching to see if there are major changes at Fox now that Lachlan is solely in charge. Now back to you in the studio.
it's just more hooey. What I do have is respect for what Murdoch did launching Fox back in the 1990s. He was smart enough to see an unaddressed need for a television network that represented his political point of view. And
how sad, this is the thing, it's sad that we're at that point where we have to have networks that represent our point of view because the media has not,
media
is no longer filled with integrity and they aren't really doing their job, instead they're propagandists, and that's...
You drive me nuts, because you keep talking about the news media as the media. The media is a big, broad spectrum of things, And in this, and maybe they all are off to the left.
I know you get caught up in semantics, but I think most people understand what I'm saying, and you understand what I'm saying. And that is that the mainstream news media has failed us because they are no longer.
But how have they gotten away with that? They still sell advertising. Because they still sell newspapers. They still get people to watch.
Many people don't even realize they're being indoctrinated with the headline. Most dopes out there will look at a headline, go, okay, and then they go on, and they don't ever actually.
They're not being taught in school to be curious, to be thinkers, to be inquisitive, to look at things, or at home either. They sit in front of the damn television set all the time.
Questions are bad.
Right. Or they're the worst, the kids that are 8, 9 years old already have an iPhone. What's the matter with you? You're giving your children that crap to explore? You don't know? No! That's not right. There's nothing about that that's right. Anyway, and now we go around to, you know, the fact that Rupert Murdoch was smart enough to find a guy like Ailes, who sucked right into the whole idea, because the news media had become corrupt by the 1990s. It had started to turn, and it's gotten worse and worse and worse. The New York Times is a rag, and so is the Washington Post. And why is it a rag? Because it's not all the news that's fit to print. It's the news and opinion that the editors. And where did these editors come from? They came from journalism schools, like the one that Jennifer went to learn how not to do the news. But here's our point of view. Make sure you express so everybody knows what your opinion is.
That's frustrated is as, I mean, we all have perspective.
Yeah,
I am so hungry for someone actually telling me what's happening so that I can make up my own mind.
Facts.
I don't want the news media, whether it's conservative or liberal news media, telling me what to think or who the bad guy is, or even worse than them telling you blatantly, because maybe some people can figure that out, editorial decisions about what to cover and what not to cover. I mean, you see it every time. When there's a big Biden story, all CNN is covering is Trump stuff. When there's a big Trump story, all this Fox stuff is all about Biden. I mean, let's just honestly tell people what's going on.
Yeah, and how are we going to do that? Are we going to bring them back to that? It certainly isn't
Nobody's
going to be
willing to.
Because we're inspired by our leaders. And then, so when they went, the...
Everybody profits from politics as team sports. Everybody does.
What's the relationship between Trump and Murdoch now? I mean, Lachlan is unlike Trump at all. Rupert kind of walked away from him, too, didn't he?
I don't know what it is now. I do know that the Fox people a couple months ago were whining and dining him, no wine because he doesn't drink, to do the debate because it was the Fox.
Oh,
debate.
Right, and he said no.
And he wouldn't do it, and he's still not going to do it next week.
All right, so there's another realm of conversation here for you to discuss, to think about. You can discuss it too. You're among friends here on the Talk Radio Roundup, the review of the hot hits of News Talk Radio this week, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
One.